Upside Down Willie. Willie couldn't get to the waste ground quickly enough the next morning. Now it looked like a real circus, with sideshows and shooting galleries and coconut shies spread around the big top. There was a lovely smell, too, of horses and sawdust and hot oil and smoke from the outdoor cooking stoves. Willie followed the cooking smells round to the back of the big top, and there were the circus people, the boys and girls who'd ridden the ponies, the men who'd driven the caravans and the trailers, and the man who yesterday had said, "Come back tomorrow." The man was sitting on an upturned orange box, a mug of tea in one hand and a large piece of bread and cheese in the other. He was not too busy to think now.
"Did I really say that?" he said.
"You said, 'Not bad at all, come back tomorrow,'" Willie replied, and stood upside down to remind him. This time, he had an audience, and at once a little round of applause and cheering broke out. "He's good, as good as any of you," said one of the grown-ups across to the boys and girls.
"And a lot younger," said another. "What else can you do?"
Willie came right side up again. He'd not thought he would have to do anything else.
"I mean, could you do it on the high wire? Or an horseback?"
"I can do it on one hand, but not for long," Willie said. "Let him hand out tickets at the tent upside down," called a voice.
"That's right," called another. "The show that starts before you get inside." "All right," said the man. "Can't pay much, mind you, but it'll keep you in ice cream."
Willie could not believe it. He was part of the circus.
"A mug of tea and a slice of bread and cheese for the young'un," the man called.
"What's your ma gonna say?" the big woman asked him. "Well, she told me to go and do something useful."
"Time to get ready," the man said.
When they were all dressed up, they looked quite different. The girls were dressed in tights and spangled bodices with feathers and jewels in their hair. The boys were in tights too, with satin shirts and buckles on their shoes. The clowns had painted faces, and Willie didn't recognize them at all. The man who seemed to be the boss now wore a red coat and a silk top hat, and he carried a long whip in his hand. Willie couldn't wait to see them perform their tricks.
"Hey, upside down Willie," the big woman called. "Your job is at the entrance with me."
She was sitting at a small table by the tent flap, a tin to hold the takings beside her, and a box full of tickets which she was now putting down on the ground beside her and in front of Willie. Willie had not stopped to think that his part in the circus was outside the big top and not inside where all the fun was going on. He hesitated only a moment, though, and then obediently tipped himself up to stand by the table.
"Roll up, roll up," the big woman cried. "Take your tickets from upside down, Willie, and see the big show inside. Born standing on his head, he was. What you do on your feet, Willie does on his head. Roll up, roll up."
And people began rolling up. Big boots, little boots, shoes and slippers, sandals and Wellingtons, because that was all Willie could see of the customers. He would not have been able to tell you what else they wore. He could only guess from what the big woman was crying out.
"Two for the gentleman in the blue shirt," she shouted. "Three for the lady in the yellow jumper. And four for the soldier with medals on his chest."
When all the customers had gone inside, Willie was allowed to take a rest, right side up. But he was not allowed to slip inside the tent in case a late customer should come, and then he had to be ready to stand on his head again. He was beginning to feel tired. He would not have noticed it so much, but he could hear all that was going on inside the big top. The crack of the whip, the thud of the horse's hooves, the roar of delight from the customers who were watching all the fun he was missing. There was a break for tea, and then it all began again.
"Roll up, roll up, take your tickets from upside down, Willie, and see the big show inside. Born standing on his head, what you do on your feet, Willie does on his head. Roll up, roll up, one for the lady with the black silk bows on her shoes," the big woman cried.
Willie recognized the shoes at once. They were black and shiny and had little black silk bows on them, the same shoes he'd carried home from the mender's 2 days before.
Willie! Stand up! At once!
Willie was so thankful to be told to stand up that he didn't mind at all that his mother was angry. He came right side up and stood there, waiting.
Willie, how could you?
His mother demanded. Doing very nicely, he was too. Clever boy, that one, the big woman said. You should be proud of him. And she dipped a hand into the box of money on her table. Here, she said to Willie, that's for doing your best. Willie thought the circus lady was very kind. He also thought that being upside down was very uncomfortable. And as they walked away from the big top, Willie said to his mother, I think I'll be a postman when I grow up.